Chapter 11, verse 21. That's probably as far as we'll get today. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying means he was dying, okay? By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. Now, Joseph was Jacob's son, so this Ephraim and Manasseh were his grandsons. And that's both the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. And worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. He blessed both the sons of Joseph. Now, to get a background here, we're going to have to go to the Old Testament and do a little reading first. So we turn to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, the first book in the Holy Bible. And to cover the whole story here today, let's begin chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47. Verses 7 through 11. We could read it all, but I'll read the real pertinent parts and then comment. Genesis 47, verse 7. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Isn't that something? Pharaoh's the ruler here, and now we've got this old man coming in and blessing the ruler. Boy, that's wonderful to be in the business of blessing, isn't it? And so many people are looking for a blessing, looking for a handout. But the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. And I want to learn that lesson. That if I have an opportunity to give, I should give, because it's better to give than to receive. And it really works. Amen. Okay, so Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. That just thrills me. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old are you? How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, listen to this, the days of the years of my pilgrimage. Did you get that? Remember now in Hebrews 11, we've already discussed it up earlier in the chapter, that we are strangers and pilgrims here on earth, and that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob declared that they were strangers and pilgrims here on earth, that we don't drive our tent stakes too deeply here. We don't build too firmly here. This is only temporary. I've been introduced to several millionaires in my life. In fact, I know a few of them personally. In fact, I have some in my own family. And I've stayed in their homes. And somebody came to me one time, see that man over there? And they're all excited. He's a millionaire. And I just kind of smiled and said, temporarily. You're a millionaire? It's temporary, friend. It's temporary. You got a mansion you're living in? It's temporary. You got a lot of stocks and bonds, money in the market, and all kinds of retirement programs? It's temporary. He said, the days of my pilgrimage. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger and a sojourner down here on earth. The day, now this is Jacob talking to Pharaoh. The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life. Your days are few, they're brief, they're short, and they're full of trouble. Didn't Job say that? I forgot the chapter, 14:1 maybe. A man that is born of woman is few of days and full of trouble. Few of days and full of trouble. We're only here a little while, and while we're here, the old flesh has its troubles. The old flesh goes through its problems. The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130, few and evil. That's 130 years. I'm next month, I'll be half that age. I'll be half that age next month. And he says here, few and evil. And he lived double my age, and he says my days have been few. Doesn't the Bible say in Psalm 90, teach us to number our days, that we can get smart about it? That we can apply our hearts to wisdom, that we can live intelligently, that we can live not with this world on our minds all the time, but with heaven in view, that we can live for eternity and not just for this temporary, brief, troublesome existence here on earth during our pilgrimage. Amen. So he says, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers, like Abraham, 175 years, and Jacob even longer. What, 187 probably, in the days of their pilgrimage. See, he said they were pilgrims too. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, pilgrim. They're our fathers, really. Our father Abraham, the Jews always said. And he's the father of the faithful. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. There it is again. Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before him. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had allowed, or Pharaoh had provided, or Pharaoh had commanded, gave him authority to do. Okay, now turn to chapter, or verse 27. Just move down the page, or turn a page. Verse 27 to the end of the chapter. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. You know, God wants to bless his people. But he's too wise to bless some of us sometimes. Because he's trying to get us to learn his ways, not the ways of the world. We want the blessing of the Lord. We need the blessing of the Lord. We desire, we crave the blessing of the Lord. We pray, Lord, bless me. But God has to withhold his blessing from some of us sometimes, because he said, are you doing this? And we don't hear him, or we don't pay attention. Did you do what I told you to do? And it goes in one and out the other. And so the Lord just withholds until things get so tough and so rough sometimes that we have to cry, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And then we go to prayer, and then all of a sudden we tune in and we hear the voice of the Lord, and the Lord says, will you do that? And you get up, tears in your eyes, and you say, yes, Lord, from now on I will be faithful. From now on I will do that. And you begin doing whatever you had omitted previously. And so you look around, all of a sudden the blessing of the Lord comes. You know, whenever you're in trouble, let me give you a little secret. It's encapsulated in one verse in the Bible. And it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt you in due time. When the process is learned, he shall exalt you in due time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He wants to do that for you. He wants to bless us. But we have to humble ourselves before him and admit our errors and confess our faults to him. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, which was rich, fertile for these animals they had. They had possessions, and they grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So we said just before, he told Pharaoh he was 130, and now 17 more, so he died at 147 years of age. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel, that's Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, you know. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. That's the way they made their vows in those days. And deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. I'm living here, but this is not my home. And folks, you and I are living here on old terra firma, but this is not our home. And so Jacob wanted everybody to know that. He wanted his 12 sons to know that. He wanted his grandsons to know that. He wanted his family to know that. Bury me and truly me with me. He said, bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, swear unto me. And he swore unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Now, we think that that's the verse Hebrews 11, 21 is talking about. But let's read some more here. Genesis 48, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, Manasseh being the older. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee, and Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz, that's Bethel, Luz and Bethel are the same place, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me. Now here's a dying man talking, folks. We need to listen to the lips of and the words of godly men that are dying. Have you ever read some of the last statements of dying men? I would like to have a mile-long collection of them. Praise the Lord. I guess I'm oriented this way because I think about it all the time. I think about it. This world is not my home. Amen. I've got a brother over yonder. He's not coming back here, but I'm going to him. That's in the Bible. They're not, our loved ones aren't coming back to us. We're going to them. So why live here like this is our permanent dwelling place when heaven is our eternal home? Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people. It, Jacob, Israel, believed it. He knew it. He had faith in it. And will, that's why it says, by faith he blessed both the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim. And will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And he's talking about the literal land of Israel. Yes. Well, isn't that their permanent dwelling place for the Jews then? No, that's not what he's talking about. This is only a type of our eternal possession, our everlasting possession, which is heaven. You have to remember that while God promised them the land of Israel, God also said that they look for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They said we would have had opportunity to have returned, but no, we're not going to do it because we have another place. Okay, and now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine. Joseph, Jacob adopted them. He said, Joseph, they're your children, but they're mine. I'm claiming them right now. Oh, this is something. Before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine as Reuben and Simeon. They shall be mine. Kind of an adoption there. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren and their inheritance. Do you ever wonder why these names are listed among the 12 tribes of Israel? You're getting some answers. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. So when you read Ephrath, you're reading, or Ephrath, you're reading Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, these are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Here's a dying man who's blessing everybody. Blessing the ruler of Egypt, blessing his children, blessing his grandchildren. Oh, isn't it wonderful to be a blesser?
Praise the Lord.
The Bible says, somebody curse you, bless them. Somebody said to me one time, they were with me, and here's a rank sinner. And I said, God bless you. And when we left, he said, I didn't want to embarrass you in front of him, but how in the world can you say God bless him? I mean, that scum of the earth. How can you say God bless him? I said, that's all I can say is God bless anybody. God bless the atheist. That's my prayer. God bless the homosexual. My prayer is, God bless the AIDS victim. Because the Bible says, God sent his son to bless you in turning you away from your iniquities. So when I say, God bless you, homosexual, I'm saying, may God turn you from homosexuality. When I say, God bless you, lesbian, I'm saying, God turn you away from your lesbianism. When I say, God bless you, atheist, I'm saying, God reveal himself unto you, that you may turn from your iniquities and be saved. I can say God bless you to anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he says, bring my grandchildren here, I pray thee, unto me, that I may bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. Did you read that? You know, you get older, and maybe 40, 45-ish, you know, and all of a sudden you don glasses. And some people hold out till they're 50, 60, and I see some people going around with them in their pocket, running into walls and things, you know, not wanting to admit that they need them. But here we're reading right in the Bible that God's people wore glasses. I mean, I don't say wore glasses, I don't know if they made glasses then, but needed glasses. I know people now that have this name it and claim it doctrine. Do you know any of those? How many know any name it and claim it doctrine, people? Okay. Okay, some of you have heard of that. I have a friend that won't wear glasses. And you ought to see him try to read something. I mean, it's just... See him in a telephone book? Write down that number. And God's going to heal me. God's going to heal me. Why didn't God heal Jacob? We got the wrong idea about healing sometimes. You're not, God's not going to heal you so you can live forever on earth. Amen. You're going to die, man. You're going to die, woman. It is appointed unto men once to die. Yes. But let's learn how to die this morning. Yes. Jacob, when he was a dying, handed out blessings. Jacob, when he was a dying, leaned upon the top of his staff and worshipped. Let's learn how to die this morning. Let's not deny death. Let's learn how to die. You know, we've all been bitten by the serpent. We have all been stung. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what I'm saying, folks. You can go to the doctor. You can go to the greatest hospital and they can discover the greatest medication and drugs for your sickness and disease. You're going to die. It's in the book. And I look around and I don't know anybody on earth 200 years old today. I don't even know anybody 150 years old. And I certainly don't know anybody 1,000 years old. And a day is with the Lord is 1,000 years and so on. If you can't live 1,000 years. But a time is coming when we're going to live and reign with Him 1,000 years. I kind of think if you can live 1,000 years, you can live forever. Got it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He brought them near and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face. And lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. Remember when they sold Joseph into slavery and Israel gave up hope of ever seeing his boy again. And he said, boy, has God ever blessed me? No wonder I'm handing out blessings. I've got a way of recollecting my own blessing. I didn't think I'd ever see you again, Joseph, much less your children. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning or lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, if we can just remember our blessings, even when we're lying on our deathbed, remember our blessings. Somebody comes to visit you and they go away feeling better than they hope to make you feel. Because you bless them. Amen. You said, God bless you. Amen. I had not thought to see thy face. And lo, God has showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. And he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both. Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly. Blind, but guiding his hands wittingly. By faith, he was doing all of this. By faith, Jacob blessed both the sons of Joseph. For Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. How many of us are going to be laying on our dying bed and say, God fed me to this day? God took care of me all the days of my life instead of, oh God, you're not going to let me die at 147 or 969 or whatever. The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them in the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw, panic, 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 push the panic button. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for Manasseh is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon Manasseh's head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, now isn't it something? You didn't deserve anything. And I didn't deserve anything. And one of us gets a bigger blessing than the other, and the other one complains. What is anybody complaining about when you don't deserve anything? Amen. How in the world can I complain if he inherits $100,000 and I only inherit $50,000? I've got $50,000 that I didn't have, that I didn't deserve, that I didn't merit, that I didn't earn, that I didn't work for, and it's mine free of charge. But I'm complaining because somebody else got more for nothing than I got for nothing. I'm sick. Yes. If I think that way. Why can't I just walk away with my $50,000 and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And look at the other guy that got $100,000 and say, wow, God bless you, brother. Amen. And what's wrong with saying when it's true? Like the Bible says, thou art a better man than I am. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh, the younger before the firstborn. And Israel said unto, or the older, and Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow. Okay, now chapter 49, verses 1 and 2. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Now down to verse 28. And all these, then he gave all those predictions there. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it, that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing. He blessed them, and he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed. Oh, I'd like to see us die that way again, wouldn't you? Instead of having tubes down your nose and throat, everywhere, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just give our last words out and then be able to lay down in bed and gather our feet up, yield up the ghost, be gathered up to our people. How many would like to die that way rather than the American way or the new way? You know, Kevorkian, Dr. Kevorkian might be a nice guy and everything, but I'd still rather die the Joseph's way. Jacob's way here, and so on. Okay. Now, we don't understand all these things, do we? Genesis chapter 50, 6 verses left. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants and physicians to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him. For so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. That's 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, and listen to this now. Now here's Joseph talking to Pharaoh, the ruler of the land. My father made me swear, saying, lo, I die. In my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. Well, what's the matter with Egypt? Don't you like our land? We've been good to you here all these years. No. That wasn't Pharaoh's attitude at all. Now therefore, let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. Wow. Isn't that something? So, Jacob, by faith, Jacob's hands were wittingly guided. And by faith, Jacob blessed his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Jacob was useful to the last. He was always eager to bless, not only when he was living, but when he was dying. And Psalm 92. Psalm 92. I just got to have to read this. Psalm chapter 92, verse 12. Listen to this. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Now that's the way Jacob lived. He lived blessing and blessing and blessing, and now he's dying and he was still blessing. And somebody said men usually die the way they lived. Not a bad statement. So by faith Jacob knew that it would be a greater honor to Manasseh and Ephraim to become heads of little Israelitish tribes than to be princes in Egypt. Do we know that today?
Right.
Somebody said it recently, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in kings' palaces and houses and have great things. Do we have that lesson today? Amen. That we can seek success down here. But that's minuscule. That's minute. That is so small. Totally paled into insignificance when compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us on that day. Praise the Lord. Can we stand?